Hello everyone, and welcome to the Gallery of the Mind. You will soon see that this is a different way of thinking. This is the first podcast of the Gallery of the Mind, so I would like to introduce it and myself to you. My name is Walter Pierce. Years ago, I had a dream of an alleyway filled with paintings on the walls. It was a crisp night with the moon shining above. Then I noticed that there were people in this gallery. They were mesmerized, staring at the pictures. Then I noticed that there was a shadowy figure that could take the people into the pictures. I would like to take you into the adventure that is the pictures on those walls. I need you to close your eyes and see the pictures I guide you through. We shall create together a special place just for you. The first poem is called Gallery of the Mind. The music is Fantastic A 256 by Kevin MacLeod. Okay. Here we go.
I am but a shadow in a moonlit alley, darkness, a lonely place called the Gallery of the Mind. Images line the walls for you to see. So come, dear soul, and spend some time. Step into the pictures and walk the sights. The imagination explores with the body so still.
There are pitch black streams
flowing with the scenes of dark and light.
Just sing at night.
You swim the colors controlled by my will.
Colors of light.
I take you to horror
moonlight
and bring you to bliss.
The thumping of my heart,
blending you with places
in
you've
a place
never known
that cannot be.
Whisking you away on the wings of a wish,
where the spirit
subtly replacing your thoughts with my own.
Shapes into your mind.
Sensations overwhelm and sweep
stopped.
You away.
Ah!
Moving ever faster on a painted stream. Poetically entranced, you long to stay.
Beauty to the night,
like
imprisoning yourself
penance,
within a dream.
Trapped forever.
Whenever
for
you come,
and there
part of you
still
stays with me.
Alone.
And my world is left
I'm going to go
a little
I'm
less
so alone.
Lonely.
Welcome back. I hope you liked the journey. Remember, visualization is a very important part of this whole experiment. Please write to me and tell me how it was. I'll read your impressions here on this podcast, on the next podcast. My email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Gallery of the Mind is all one word. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Well, this first podcast has a light, dreamy theme. So look inside and feel this next picture. The poem is called Fairy Tales of Light. The music is Sky Cullen by Kevin MacLeod. Let the sounds wash over your imagination.
Fairy Tales of Light. More alluring than the yellow that colors gold, more lovely than the pink that sunsets the sight, more perfect than the red that kisses a rose, more beautiful than all the colors of light. The stories of light speak of such perfection, and striving for this, they combine and are torn. They strive for this from their conception, and this magical tale is the reason they're born. Rainbows seem to be filled with glee as they shimmer with every lovely hue, but they only wish for what cannot be, an envy of the beauty of I with you. For when you and I are together, all reality ends, love and light mix, and fairy tales begin.
I can guarantee that this next poem will take you to another place. So please, sit back, relax, and let go. This is called a prayer. And the music is called The Smoking Gun, again by Kevin MacLeod.
A prayer. The beautiful wind blows blue as the clouds of dreams sit as silent sails. Kiss the land and disperse in air. Fly, spirit, every breeze is a prayer. Stay me where I'm not. The waves of nowhere engulfing so motionlessly. Give the land and you are the air. Fly, spirit, and become a prayer. Unlock open all around. We are sane. I are not. Rest, spirit, for you are not there. Rest, spirit, and answer a prayer.
If you like that poem, you may be interested in seeing the video I made for it. You can go to my website, galleryofthemind.com, or you can see it on YouTube. If you go to my website, then just enter the gallery, and you will find it. I also have a collection of my short stories and poems for purchase on my website. The CD is called Where Beauty and Darkness Meet. You can get 30 works for $20. Anyway, on to the next picture. It is not a poem. It is an unusual short story. It is called Death Poem. It will put interesting pictures in your mind. So come and feel the story. The music is once again by Kevin MacLeod.
Death Poem. The road was so long and the night so dark. It was almost as if walking in a dream. The strangest thoughts entered the lone traveler's mind. Who am I? Why don't I know who I am? Where am I? What am I doing here? Why is it so dark? It must be late. Yes, my watch says it is 12:30. Why are there no sounds? There should at least be crickets. What is happening? Oh, I must try to remember. What have I forgotten? Oh, I must try to remember. I am so lost and confused. I am afraid I am not. Words come to me. Were these the words I was trying to remember? These words come so strongly. I'm afraid of these words. They're so cold. They're me so cold. I'll distract myself. I'll look around. But around makes the words come more. The sky so dark. The road so dark. The stars look like a million eyes. They scare me. They look directly at me. Why are there so many? It must be late. Yes, my watch says it's 30 minutes till midnight. Oh, the words. I can't forget the words. My head is so dizzy. I will feel. No, I mean see. No, I mean say. I will say the words. Dream and reality mix as the words come forth in his mind. He seems to be become a part of their story. Green plants, grassy tall, God's gift to every man. Within the lightened forested walls is where the night's tale began. Sweet smells on cool winds, silence, and the sound of birds. A lone traveler of a path bends, enchantment and wonder without words. Miracles of love filled him through, a blessed young man on a flowery course, to marry a maiden whose love was true. He traveled along on a mighty white horse. The day was so young and the sun so bright, and so too did the future seem. Lovely thoughts for a blessed young knight. It was almost as if riding in a dream. A sound of evil roared around the bend, and fear did clench his young frame. His heart said to him that it was the end, as into view a dragon came. A jealous woman rode the beast, a wench that could not be his wife. Now on his blood her dragon would feast. She would be the only to have his life. She gave the charge, the dragon roared, and the horse let out a terrible screech. The knight reached down but felt no sword, as the dragon's eyes and his did meet. Darkness. Darkness became his new sight, as he was blinded by the car lights. So with the final blood-curdling scream, he wished it all was but a dream. The road was so long and the night so dark.
Hello again, and welcome back. I'd really like your feedback on this next one. I'll give you what I see with it in the next podcast. It's a very fun poem, and it's one of my favorites. So once again, close your eyes and just enjoy the ride. This is Silver Dragon. Silver dragons, shuffling to and fro, with curtains on my eyes, in the dark, dark sand. I always fall into the sky's cotton candy mist. How sweet is the syrup that forms the salty barges, that float on dreams and dock you at the rainbow, and scream formulated tunes that make you dance. Like dragons, like silver dragons. Walking through sleep, I can see you on a car in the jungle, where monkeys swing in the wind to the unmistakable tune that is carried on laughter and commands you to dance like silver dragons. Dance till you dream and dream till you dance. With the silver, silver dragons. I invite you to the castle where the princess's long, long haired dog yips and twirls on a blue pink ball, around and around to the voice of the robins that sing, making you dance like dragons, like silver, silver dragons. Okay, and you're back. By the way, that the music with that poem was Cool Cats. Again, all the music is by Kevin MacLeod, and that was too. Okay, please remember to send me feedback at webmaster@galleryofthemind.com if you feel moved to do so. These pictures are made for you to enjoy, and I would like to hear about your adventure. Okay, the next picture is called The Burn. There is a change in gear here. It is a short story that is completely different from the light, dreamy feel of most of the other works. There are two pieces of music by Kevin MacLeod in this story. They are The Long Notes and Wizardorium.
The Burn.
Free. Wow, I'm free. Look at all the beautiful stars here. Without a body, I can go to anyone I please. What? What are those wispy blue lights? They're more beautiful than the stars. I think they want me to follow them. Should I? They're leaving. I'll catch them.
He zips past the stars, feeling an expanse of exhilaration even greater than his speed. Everything was so new and filled with wonder. As he chased the wispy beings of light, he felt the excitement of a child chasing a friend. It was all replaced with a disoriented curiosity as the beings stopped.
There are no stars here. It's all darkness. It has such a peaceful beauty about it. I feel that it's mine. It's like untilled soil, virgin land, and it's mine.
He stops and marvels at the still beauty of it all. The expansive darkness filling his soul with a calm that he had never known. A feeling of having been given a present. A beauty that was darkness blessed.
All of this is mine. So this is death, huh? This is my reward. I was so evil in life. I slept with so many women, gave my wife so much anguish. I did care about her, but I couldn't help myself. I just wanted more and more women. Now I've been given this place, this beautiful place, this holy calm.
He frolics in the dark, zipping to and fro without a care. The first day ended with joy.
Where did the blue lights go? Where did they come from? I can't find where I was. I can't find the stars anymore. No matter where I go, I'm surrounded by nothing. I'm alone. I'm going to go crazy. I'm so alone. Anyone, help! Everywhere, there's nobody and nothing. There's not even light. There should at least be light. Oh, God, let there be light.
And there was. It burst forth from the darkness, sending forth warm, silent rays that bathed him in joy and love.
The beauty, the darkness, the human will.
He stands in awe and complete exhaustion as the young sun spun. He was so tired, but in his heart he knew that it was good. On the third day, the novelty was still in his heart. He wanted to add to the beauty.
Can I create more? I want there to be more.
He musters all of his strength into his will. He struggles with his concentration, almost like a mother giving birth. He strains until 8 lovely orbs appear, all spinning circles around the star. Their movements seemed silent, but if you listened closely, you would hear a song in their movements. It was a song of love. So he sat in spellbound exhaustion for a whole day, mesmerized by the planet's elliptical dance. It was good. It was truly good. On the fourth day, the utter exhaustion of the third day was gone. It was like the memory of a good physical workout. He felt stronger. He also felt a placid pride. Then a thought entered into him.
Oh, 4 days without a woman? I had so many when I was alive. There were so many I could have had. I was so close to getting Roxanne. Ooh, she wanted me. She would wear those tight little shorts in her garden. Oh, how I want her. Oh, right now I'd take any woman, even my wife.
He chuckles a little, but then stops as desire begins to build. Halfway through the day, he decided what to do.
Maybe I can create a woman. I'll create a gorgeous doll, even better than Roxanne.
His lustful will creates an alluring enchantress. She was better than even he had dreamed. He was tired, but his energy was frenzied from the sight of this lovely, naked woman. His fever-pitched energy almost seemed to move him to her. The rushing towards her seemed to take minutes, but it really only took a couple of seconds. He tried to embrace her, but ended up going right through her. He couldn't touch her. So he stopped. He stopped and looked. For the first time, he noticed that there was no life in her. He had created a corpse. But still he wanted her. Looking at the curves of her body, he wanted her. Desire built inside of him. It was like a burn. A burning that he knew he would never satisfy. The desire coursed through him, aching and burning. Finally, in desperation, he lashed out. A streak of fire ripped into reality. It slashed through his solar system and completely destroyed the sixth planet. The exhilaration of the release sent tingles of energy throughout his spirit. He was spent, but experiencing waves of ecstasy. The waves lasted for at least an hour. On the fifth day, he found himself craving for the feeling of destruction again. Three times that day he lashed out, each time entering a drunken stupor. But each time the feeling was less filled with ecstasy, and the more he wanted the high. On the sixth day, he came out of his daze, craving for more sensorial excitement.
I have to do something to really feel it this time. How can I do it? Gotta think. Think. Ooh, I know. I'll destroy everything. Yeah! Yeah!
His spirit seems to naturally flow into oneness with everything that is there. The oneness fills him with love, and he stops for a moment. But then desire overwhelms. The destructive burn builds in his soul as he wishes for complete destruction. He chases his desire with all he has.
Oh, I feel it. I've just got to push harder.
Energy courses through the all as he strains. He pushes like never before. He pushes until there is a massive release of energy. Everything bursts in fire. The feeling is not good. It's like being burned by fire. Everywhere seems to be on fire. The fire is even alive in a way. Everywhere he looked, there was fire as he burned. The torturous flames almost seemed to laugh at his pitiful pleas. That's when things got worse. Through the flames, he could see movement. It was moving towards him, laughing. Its laugh was almost a howl. He knew it was evil. Then he saw it. It was the corpse he had created. It was hideously disfigured. It moved towards him, somehow animated. When it reached him, it tortured him. It tortured him mercilessly. It forced him to worship it. It reveled in his pain, laughing at his cries. It drank in his horror with a gluttonous joy. The seventh day was a cursed day of no rest, in a place of chaos and evil. A place where desire rules, but is unfulfilled. It is a vibration, aptly called the burn.
quite a ride there, huh? Well, the last piece tonight is called Alone. You can kind of guess the topic, but you would probably not get it completely correct. Its perspective is unique, to say the least. Kevin provides There Is Romance for this work. Please take a look at this picture and add to it your imagination. Oh, and if you were wondering who those two wonderful voice actors were in The Burn, they were Dave Dahl and Nancy Van Fleet. Special thanks to them for doing such a wonderful job.
Alone. Beautiful stars dot the dark in a lovely midnight sky, as many lovers sit in the park and watch the birds sail gently by, gliding past a young husband and wife, carrying their newborn in their arms, slowly walking the excitement of life, basking in the bouquet of their baby's charms. A little church gives roost to the birds, and they listen to a priest commune in prayer. His wish is in such simple words. He asks that God always be there. The stars, the birds, all but the wish for love is gone, as God wakes up and is completely alone.
Wow, these 30 minutes really flew by for me. I really enjoyed that, and I really enjoyed putting together this first podcast. Please come back next month for another 30 minutes with me in the Gallery of the Mind. The theme for the second podcast will be Haunting. The poems and the stories you will be taken through will be to haunt your head in memory of her name, all in memory, and midnight and violins. And there probably will be a couple more. Okay, thank you for listening, and I'll get back together with you next month. Bye-bye.